Well, big surprise. Last night, after everybody closed it up, went to bed up Camp David in the midst of their famous war council, President Bush got up, left the hall, left the cabin, grabbed the helicopter, went to Andrews Air Force Base. I presume he slept for most of the 11-hour flight to Baghdad, where it was 4 in the afternoon when he was able to shake hands with the new prime minister, meet with the cabinet, tell everybody how glad he was to see them on the road to democracy, and generally make a victory tour or victory lap of the course. He will be there for 5 hours. He will meet with the commanders of our military deployments there and various other folks, and a little chit-chat with the troops, the local 800 inside the green zone where all this is occurring at our temporary embassy. Then it's back to Washington and more appointments on tomorrow morning, I believe. Wednesday morning appointments. But if you're flying in that direction, I think you gain something. I don't know. I can never keep track of my watch. Karl Rove is off the hook, notified by the Fitzgerald Special Counsel that he does not face indictment for perjury in spite of the fact that he was called back before the grand jury 5 times to explain why the previous appearance had turned out not to be true. Rove is the top political advisor to the president, and having been cleared of any expectation of being indicted does not in Washington mean that you are not involved in and definitely were involved in the Valerie Plame CIA leak and the whole question of who outed Valerie. The Amnesty International is part of a growing demand across the globe for access to the Guantanamo base and the imprisonment there, a question that has been eluding the administration up until now, but may be brought before the UN. Canadians taking a hit, several of their people wounded in combat with Taliban forces, this time in northwest Afghanistan, which is unusual. That's opium country up in there, and things are usually peaceful and profitable, but apparently the Taliban making a comeback even up there. And that's about enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the pig, on the radio, on what must be Tuesday. Stay tuned.